on.
50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a football Tuesday, and I hope you're enjoying it so far. We're going to make it better for you for this next hour. We have an outstanding lineup, if I do say so myself, for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Brandon Whedon will be with us, the quarterback for the Browns. The Browns began the first of their OTA workouts today on the field in Berea. I was there along with others within the Browns. The media session will begin on Thursday, and I say that meaning a practice that will be open in part to the media covering the team. But we had a chance to check it out today and had a chance afterward to talk with Brandon Whedon and get his thoughts about the competition he faces with Jason Campbell. Interesting thoughts there. And just the whole idea of this offseason, how it's coming together for him, how it's coming together for the team. Very interesting stuff. And we have Mary Kay Cabot with us. She covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, has done so for a long time and does so very well. And she will be on this show to give her thoughts on the rookie minicamp and on things going forward, such as these OTAs. And Charles Davis from NFL Network, also Fox Sports, will be with us. Charles Davis, a really strong analyst of the draft especially, and came up strong in all of NFL Network's draft coverage. So we'll get his thoughts on the Browns draft. We talked with Charles beforehand and got his ideas on what the Browns needed, what they might do. Now that we know what they've done, get the thoughts from the national perspective, which we always love to bring onto this show. Had some from Jim Miller yesterday from SiriusXM NFL Radio, the former NFL quarterback. Now we got Charles Davis, who played at the University of Tennessee. He was a defensive back, had a cup of coffee in the NFL with Dallas, basically a very short kind of time in the league, but has made it very nicely a career as a broadcaster. And your questions and comments that we'll answer in the show that you give us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And got this one from email, Paul. It's a nice one. He says, Vic, thanks so much for the daily show. I'm in Orlando, and it helps provide a lot of information that keeps me close to my favorite team. Paul, thank you for listening to the streams on this show, which, of course, clevelandbrowns.com and also ESPNcleveland.com. This is the theory that he puts forth. Paul says, I think the defense will up last year's numbers by 15 sacks, 20 more hurries, 5 more turnovers. Given the Ray Horton approach and the personnel upgrade, that doesn't seem pie in the sky. He says that all this will translate to about 2 or 3 shorter series on defense than last year. He goes on to say, because of this, the offense is going to get 2 more opportunities with likely better field position. And Paul further says, lastly, Brandon Whedon is going to get excellent practice, I like this point, against the defense that will attack him rather than the Dick Geron react defense. This will make Whedon better and better prepared for game action. Not bad thoughts overall. And you also bring up that you think the swing of time of possession will favor the Browns offense and take 4 or 5 offensive points allowed and give those 4 or 5 points to the offense. I see your mathematical theory here. It's pretty precise, but who knows? It's a projection. Who knows? I like where you're going with this, particularly your point about the practice session, and that was one of the things I saw today, was a higher level of urgency, how the offense was running, the pace at which it was running. And a lot of that was the way Rob Chudzinski, North Turner, insists that it is run. It's different than what we saw previously here, just different approach by this coaching staff. And then the defense itself, I think, was the other key, too. The defense and how it, as you put it, Paul, attacks. Now, this is OTA. There's no pads. They're wearing helmets, jerseys, whatever, but they're not, it's not the, we're not, no one's getting hit. No, and really there isn't that, as Bernie Kosar likes to say, that fear of you know, getting killed or crushed as a quarterback as you do in a game with someone tearing loose after you. It's sort of just like rehearsal choreography, taking steps 2 or 3 toward the quarterback, and then they let up. But you do get a sense of how this attack style defense works, the variations of the coverages, how that changed time and again, many rotations in the secondary and the personnel groupings, the sub packages. There's a lot of that going on and a lot that challenges the quarterback, no doubt. So your points are well taken. We appreciate that. All right, in a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from Browns beat writer Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on a Football Tuesday on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Moms, make sure your little receiver catches touchdowns, not a cold. For the best defense against two-hand touch, use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer. Share the moment, not the germ. And carry Purell jelly wraps in purses, backpacks, or in the van so your family can refresh their hands and kill germs on the go. After all, Purell's the brand trusted and used in hospitals. So why not make it the brand trusted and used on Pee-wee gridirons everywhere? Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP,
but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of AlarmForce. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call AlarmForce today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. AlarmForce.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a Football Tuesday edition. And coming up in a little bit, we're going to have a conversation with Browns quarterback Brandon Whedon. And by the way, Browns fans, you got to unite because season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or you call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and she joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline. Mary Kay, well, let's start with rookie minicamp. There wasn't a ton to take away from that, but I know you took away some things. I know a lot of it can come after the fact when you talk with players and such and coaches after the workouts. What were some of the biggest things that stuck with you?
Well, the first thing that I noticed, and I'm sure a lot of other people did, was Barkevius Mingo, he passed the eyeball test right away. I mean, his athleticism really stood out. And, you know, just doing this for so many years, when someone shows up on the doorstep and they look like they have star potential, you can kind of see that right away. And it was very, very evident just in the way that he moved through the bags, just the way that, you know, just kind of the way that he looked physically, the way that he carried himself, you know, took some coaching, dropped back into coverage. So I thought that was a great sign because we have seen, you know, over the years, we've seen guys come through here that, you know, you just kind of look, take a look and you think, I wonder if they're going to make it. There was no feeling like that whatsoever about Barcivius Mingo.
Yeah, he seemed to not make a lot of false steps, right? Everything he seemed to do was true. You mentioned about taking coaching, the directions that he got, he seemed to follow pretty well.
Absolutely. And, you know, and he's got a great attitude, too. I mean, everybody that you talk to, you know, all over the country, that anybody that's, you know, coached against him, coached him, played against him, family members, everyone just absolutely raves about this young man. So, you know, you can kind of see why they targeted him, and you can see where they're going, you know, with the whole thing.
Yeah, there's no question there. And I think the same applied with Leon McFadden, just watching him go through those drills and see a guy who looks like he knows what he's doing. He definitely is that height thing can make you stop a little bit. But then you look at the Browns roster and really how many truly big corners have they had? And I think now you could say, well, that's maybe part of the reason you struggle back there. But isn't it more about how the guy covers than it is about how he's matching up physically? I mean, you can hold your own physically, but you can be a good guy. You could be a good cover corner and not necessarily have to be 6 feet or taller.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, he is really not that much shorter than Joe Haden, and we never ever heard a word about Joe Haden's height. It was just never an issue. So, you know, it's funny in the NFL, you know, one inch can mean a world of difference in how, you know, someone is talked about, you know, how someone is perceived. And, you know, I even, you know, kidded Leon McFadden about that. He spent a little time with Joe Haden. You know, he's been over to Joe's house already. These guys have really welcomed him. And I said, you know, you had to feel pretty good when you looked almost eye to eye with Joe. And he said, yeah, he said that did give him a little bit of a confidence boost. But, you know, this is a young man. I got an opportunity to talk to his father the other day, Leon McFadden Sr., who was a professional baseball player for 9 years. And he talked a lot about, you know, just how, you know, just kind of how he really helped Leon, you know, become a professional and learn, you know, to focus on, you know, what's the next thing that you have to do right. And he just comes from great stock, great background. He's got a tremendous attitude, and he's really determined to come in here and be phenomenal. I also talked to Brian Seif about Leon McFadden, and he just raves about this young man. He feels that Leon will be able to come in here and shut down one side of the field. He says he's got great hands. He is as a former quarterback. Brian Seif talked about how he, you know, he knew, you know, not to really throw to guys like that because in addition to their cover skills, they can get their hands on the football.
The other thing that stood out to me too, Mary Kay, was the repeated questions that Barcivius Mingo and Leon McFadden heard about respectively lack of weight and lack of height. And those questions were pointed and repeated, and it's something that's really not going to go away for them until they go out on the field and prove that maybe not being the biggest guy weight-wise or the tallest guy is a detriment to what they do, right? I mean, those judgments are going to be out there. But I thought in at least handling the questions, I wouldn't say either one of them was defensive per se, but they just seemed pretty confident and straight up about, hey, look, I can handle this. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is what got me to this point, and I can keep going with this. And although I did hear McFadden basically add on to it that I'll have that, I'll take that or carry that like a chip on my shoulder.
Yes, he does use it as that, and what he doesn't use it as is an excuse. And that's one thing that I did talk to his dad about as well. And he said he never let Leon use that as an excuse. Leon looked at it as something that could drive and motivate him. And he never looked at that as something that should ever hold him back in any way. So they both have a really good attitude about, you know, their size, their weight. But when you talk to Barkevious and everyone else that we've talked to, I expect that they'll want him to put on a little bit of weight. He's only about 237 right now. But, you know, I just don't think it looks, you know, that bad on him. I don't look at him and think, boy, he's a really skinny guy. I think, you know, when he was in his suit, maybe it was just a really nice, well-cut, Italian-made suit or something.
Probably was.
Yeah. Because, you know, he almost looked, you know, nice and slim in a suit like you would want to look like if you're going out for dinner. But
right.
When he put on, you know, the jersey, and when he put on the shorts, he did not look like a skinny guy to me. I mean, did you look out there and think, oh, geez, you know, feed this guy a burger? I mean, it just did not look like
that. No, he looked like a football player, looked like an athlete. And yeah, like we say, they come in all shapes and sizes. You think of Jason Taylor, you think of different guys, Alton Smith, all those guys who've come into the league who aren't necessarily the biggest guys yet can be highly effective at what they do. Another player, by the way, we're visiting with Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer on the Revel Wireless Hotline, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another player who met the media and who really met some pretty intense inquisition was Armani Bryant, seventh-round draft pick, and it was for all the reasons that you don't want to have to deal with, but in his case you do, with his background, the arrests, the most recent being the DUI right before that rookie minicamp, right after the draft. Your thoughts on A, how he handled things, and B, as you sort of watch him and the more you're getting to know about him, I mean, this is my takeaway is this is a guy that if, and it's a huge if, he can stay out of trouble, could make a significant contribution, I think, at some point to this football team.
You know what? I think so. And you know what? What a better place to take a chance on a guy like this, you know, than late in the draft. Why not? I mean, most of those guys don't make the team anyway. So if you can find a guy back there that you feel you can surround him with, a good support system, and you can find a football player back in the seventh round like that, why not? And I'm a big, huge believer in second chances for guys and sometimes even third chances. I've always admired the Bengals for taking chances on guys. They've been ridiculed. Mike Brown has been ridiculed over the years for taking people onto his football team that, you know, maybe have some arrests in their background or have some problems. But, you know, I look at it like, you know, thank goodness someone is willing to take a chance on some of these young men that might maybe just need to get into a situation where they have some good mentors, where they have some support. And I think that there are those good mentors on this football team. One of them is Joe Cullen, who went out and worked out Armani Bryant. And, you know, Joe has had, you know, a situation in his past where he's had to overcome it, and he's become a great role model for some of these guys. I found Armani Bryant to be humble and contrite and really determined to put this behind him and try to make something out of this NFL career.
Yeah, I came away with those same impressions, but again, as he stressed over and over again, let my actions speak. That was his message. So your actions are going to speak, Armani. I think that's the situation you've put yourself into, and if they speak the right way and it's all about your playing ability, what a boost he could be to this team in this front seven. Michael Lombardi, the Browns general manager, made an appearance in Canton and spoke at the luncheon there yesterday, and it was a nice affair down there in Canton. But I think the biggest point about his appearance was his delivery of the Browns' mission statement, of the message that what this team is after is sustainable success, that no, they're not giving up on the 2013 season, despite a lot of criticism to that effect after trading away those fourth and fifth round draft picks for next year draft picks. But overall, I thought he delivered a pretty thorough message about what not just him, but I mean what the whole organization is looking to do. Do you think that something like that has helped advance this effort to try to get people to understand what this administration is trying to do with this team?
Yes, and I think one of the things that he did very well was articulate what exactly that blueprint is. They're very, very clear about it. And by now, I think people should be starting to see what the identity of this football team is going to be. And, you know, what it is it's going to be heavily focused on the passing game. They will seek to do whatever they can to protect the quarterback. and they will do whatever they can to rush the passer. And you can see, you know, that should just be the mission statement that appears over, you know, every entryway into Berea right now, because that's the identity of this football team. And, you know, that's not to say that Trent Richardson isn't going to be a vital part of this team, because he will be. We've all seen what North Turner has been able to do with the LaDainian Tomlinsons. But it's going to be a pass-first mentality. And he also brought up the fact that that it's very, very key to get up on teams early so you can utilize that pass rush in the second half. So when they have that sort of mantra overhead, then they can go out and draft the kind of guys that, you know, that will fit this profile that they're looking for.
The OTAs are underway and going to continue for the coming weeks now, days and weeks in Berea. Your thoughts on, now that the veterans are going to be incorporated into workouts with the rookies, your thoughts in general about how you see this playing out? I know the focus is going to be about that quarterback competition between Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell, but there are other interesting areas that we're going to pay attention to, right, to see how Devon Best fits at wide receiver, to see how things are going to shake out at cornerback with Leon McFadden. Is he going to be the starter there? Who else is going to emerge in that? How's the safety position looking? I mean, we got a few things to kind of sort out, and I'm not saying we're going to get all our answers during OTAs, but at least it's going to be a beginning point, right, Mary Kay?
Absolutely. And then, you know, I think, too, there are a lot of bodies now on that defensive front. So there's going to be a lot of looking at and studying and investigating, you know, where does the Taba Rubin fit in? How is Jabal Sheard handling his new role? How are these linebackers going to fit in? You know, where are you going to put a James Johnson or a Craig Robertson? So I think it'll be interesting to see what they're going to do with all these pieces and parts they've added to the defensive front. But I think that Ray Horton has got to be, you know, one of the happiest people in the building right now with everything that he's got to work with. So now I think it's a matter of just finding out who fits where and how those rotations will go.
Yeah, I agree, and we'll watch them all play out in Berea. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Thank you so much for joining us, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer on the Rebel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Simplify and save the spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love? And oh, the bills. You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill. But I have switched to Rebel Wireless. Rebel? As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless. That sounds relaxing. Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill. Everything? And now I save over $50 a month. Wow, but I love my phone. Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does. Well, I'm feeling more limber already.
Spring is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with the new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Life is extraordinary. And since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products. Become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item, every day. Invest in your health now and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes. But think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 877-860-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the cash call now to 877-860-CASH. That's 877-860-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 877-860-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal housing lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS unique identifier 38512.
This is Brandon Bastardo talking about his Nissan NV Cargo on hidden microphone.
Now, where my uncle used to have one of these, like have an old van.
Where's the big hump? What was...
Well, it's got a hood on it.
What do you
mean? Because the ones, the vans that don't have the big hood,
yeah,
the hump's in the middle. That's where the engine is.
Oh,
they put the engine outside so there's no hump.
So they took the hump out.
Yeah, and they put it in the front.
Yeah, this leg room is amazing. Yeah.
To get more candid opinions from real Nissan NV cargo owners, visit CandidCargo.com. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
1, 2, 3. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you. And the Browns are underway with OTAs, the first practice session being held today in Berea. When it was over, I had a chance to chat with Brandon Whedon, Browns quarterback, and I asked him how good it felt to be back on the field.
Yeah, it was good. You know, you spend so much time in the film room, and you know, studying at home and all those things, and you know, you're seeing a bunch of words. And it's nice to get on the field and throw those routes and face another defense that's kind of in the same situation. But day one felt good. I think we got a lot of room for improvement, but I think for right out of the gate, that guys really handled what we've been learning and studying and took it out to the field and did well.
Compare it to the working indoors as you did for the voluntary minicamp to this. What were some of the, was there an advancement on how much more of a load of offense that you dealt with today versus what you did a few weeks back with the voluntary workout?
Yeah, the way the voluntary deal works is you got to break it up into certain pieces of the offense. We have 6 installs plus 2 minute plus all sort of stuff, so you have to find a way to take plays from each one and put them into a veteran mini camp. And so this was basically just install one. And then so tomorrow we'll move on to install two and then kind of move on throughout. And so that's where it's tough, especially the quarterbacks. The plays we're in today are done. And then we're moving on to, you know, completely different formations, different protections, just basically taking a step in a different direction. And then when we're done with the 6 installs, we'll come back to square one and we'll kind of mix and match you got to retain all the information. So there's, like I said, for all the information been thrown at us, I thought guys handled it extremely well.
There seems to be a greater level of urgency that I see, too. That seems North Turner and Rob Chudzinski want to keep this offensive pace. The overall pace of practice was pretty quick, but especially on offense. Did you notice that, and how did it feel for you as a quarterback?
You know, I love it. I mean, coming from what I did in college, I mean, we played extremely fast. So I'm used to playing in an up-tempo. And you hear Chud over there, I mean, he's saying, let's go pick up tempo. You know, ones we got to get moving. And that's kind of the mindset we have to take. If we can keep playing that fast and still think and react and make the plays that we need to make and be lined up in the right spots, that's tough on defenses. And I think if we can practice that way, that'll just help us on Sundays. And, you know, they preach that and they harp on it for basically however long we're out there. That's pretty much, that's the main focus, is just getting lined up and playing fast. And I thought overall we did that.
You got your first chance to practice with Devon Bess out there today, wearing jersey 18 and working in the slot. Looked like he was catching a lot of passes. Give me a sense of what it was like to throw to him.
Yeah, he's a stud. You know, he's one of those guys that, runs extremely good routes, very savvy, understands defenses, where to find the holes and understands how to run routes. He's one of those guys that, you kind of rely on. He's going to be in the right spot. He works extremely hard. Me and him are one of the first two guys up here, and we'll sit in the hot tub and then be talking football, and not many guys are like that. He wants to talk X's and O's, and he wants to talk what he can do to help me and stuff like that, and that's just his veteran leadership, and that's his veteran understanding of what it takes to be good, and as a quarterback, you gotta love it.
So you can take some things from a veteran receiver. I mean, any veteran can be helpful to you as a guy only entering his second season, but as a receiver to quarterback, there's a lot you can gain from a guy like that.
No question. The communication, especially. I mean, because it's going to help us when we're out here communicating. And then when you're under the lights with live bullets coming, it's nice to come back to the huddle and be able to communicate, but communicate the right way. I mean, there's different ways to go about it, but he's good at that, and I think not only that, but he understands football. I mean, he's been a guy that's been extremely successful, college, NFL, had a lot of catches. So as a guy like myself that's still learning and trying to get my feet wet in this league, I'm gonna rely on guys like that at times to kind of push each other and make sure we're on the same page.
Quarterback Brandon Whedon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much has been made of the competition between you and Jason Campbell. How are you handling that, and what's your mindset about it?
My mindset is take what I did last year and build on it, learn from it, and get better. And I think, right now I'm taking the reps with the ones, and I'm comfortable with those guys. The offensive line and those other guys, I'm comfortable with those guys. And, that's strictly what it is. We're going to push each other to become better. It's all about us two becoming the best players we can be, doing what we have to do to make this offense better. And that's what these next nine practices are for, is to get better as players, to push each other, help each other. And in turn, that'll make us a better offense. We know that we have to play well in order for this offense to play well, and ultimately for this team to win games. And so, he's been in the league for 9 years. He's a very savvy guy that is beneficial to me. He helps me. We'll talk through things, and he's a nice guy to have, for me to kind of bounce ideas off of or talk through things. And as a young guy in this league, I think that's nice for myself to be able to have a guy like that. That's extremely helpful.
Has it changed your attitude at all, either consciously or subconsciously, to know that you've got to make an impression and you've got to prove something? I know you would always kind of operate that way, but is there that extra sense of that now, and has it changed your approach whatsoever?
It hasn't changed my approach. I mean, my mindset going into this whole thing was, do my part to get better and ultimately make this be my football team and be the guy. And that's the way you got to go about it. I mean, at this position, which is to me the hardest position in sports, you can't be looking over your shoulder all the time. You got to worry about what's most important. That's me getting better, building what I did last year, and continue to grow as a player. And if I can do that, and not really worry about what's going on around me, and stay kind of have that tunnel vision, that's going to make me a better player, and that's going to make this team better. So that's my main focus, and that was kind of my mindset this offseason when I was able to kind of reflect on what happened last year and the negative spots, and there were some bright spots, but really take those and run with them and build on them, coming in this year.
After 7 weeks of offseason work in general, strength conditioning, classroom, all the things you're doing on top of the on-field work that begins in earnest now, what have been some of the specific areas you've addressed the most about you to make yourself a better player? What has been your concentration and focus?
My feet. Your feet make you an accurate thrower. They allow you to have better timing. So whether it's drills, working out with Coach Roll, jumping rope on my own, whatever it may be, get my feet right and get my feet underneath me, and that allows me to throw the ball more accurately, and I would say that's my main focus, along with several other things, learning this offense and everything else, but fundamentally, getting those feet as fast and quick and underneath you as possible.
In general, is it just fun to be part of an offense when you think of all that this offense entails and how aggressive the mindset is for you as a quarterback? Do you just look forward to it each day, the opportunity to participate in it?
No question. Yeah, I looked at Greg Little when we walked in. I said, man, what do you think? He's like, this is fun. And, that's what we want. We want to go out and have fun. usually as a receiver and a quarterback, that's dropping back and slinging around a little bit. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to throw the football down the field. We got guys that can go get it. Guys are making a ton of plays on the outside. So the quarterback, yeah, I mean, it's fun to come to work every day.
Brandon, thank you so much.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff from Brandon Whedon, Browns quarterback. You think he sounds like a guy who's kind of like backing down or cowering from this thought of competition? In fact, if you listen to that closely, he sees himself as the man, and that's really the attitude you should project if you're in that role and you're in that spot. He sounds very much like there is no doubt in his mind what his role is on this football team, the number one quarterback on this team. All right, in a couple of minutes, you're going to get a national perspective on the Browns. Charles Davis from NFL Network, from Fox Sports, is going to join us on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
We are extremely excited to formally introduce Nick Swisher.
Excited? Absolutely, I'm excited.
That's why Swish is here. That's why we wanted him so bad.
Tito's the manager I respect and want to play for. The organization, the Cleveland Indians, I can't wait to be part of the tradition.
Swisher drills one to right field.
And the fans, I'm one of you. I'm part of this community. I'm an Ohio kid. I belong here. I'm not just going to play ball here. We're going to live here. We're going to get involved. This is O-H-I-O. And this is a tribe town.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Indians and Phillies set to start a brief two-game series tonight in Philadelphia. That'll be a 7:05 game time. Scott Kazmir will get to start against Jonathan Pettibone. A couple of Cavaliers received NBA honors today. Guard Deion Waiters selected first-team All-Rookie, while center Tyler Zeller was named second-team All-Rookie. Also, several sources reporting assistant Nate Tibbetts is now joining the staff of the Portland Trail Blazers. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Hey, you can see Clint Dempsey and Michael Bradley and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium on May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets for that game and info, visit ussoccer.com. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Revel Wireless Hotline now to check in with our good buddy from NFL Network, Charles Davis, who's been on this show before. Charles, we talked with you before the draft to get your thoughts on what the Browns might do, and now you know what they've done. And I wanted to get your big picture thoughts on the Browns' selections.
Well, I go back to Kiki Mingo, Vic, and the selection of him, because when I started this whole process, as we all did, you know, we all had like a first mock draft or first thoughts about team needs and however we broke it down. And my first thinking was, you know, pass rusher off the edge, someone who could bring the heat and really help, you know, that defense overall, another toy for Ray Horton to utilize across his chessboard. And guess what? I had Jarvis Jones targeted, the kid out of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
As the process went along, you know, I had Jarvis in there for the longest time because I thought he was a top 10 player based on production, everything we saw. And then, of course, came his pro day. You remember the pro day.
Yep.
And I think, you know, it sent shockwaves across the NFL, even probably for those who have been kind of warned, because the Georgia strength and conditioning staff had warned us, hey, one thing just to keep in mind, he's not going to test as well as you think he plays. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? They're like, look, he's not going to run. You know, when you watch him on tape, you probably think he's a 4.5, 4.6 guy. He's not going to run that. And he's not as explosive in the jumping things and all this other stuff. And we're like, yeah, okay. You know, because, Vic, you're watching a guy dominate the SEC.
Right.
And you're just thinking, yeah, okay, sure. And then he runs 4.95 and jumps, what, 30 inches, I think, in the vertical?
Yep.
So that conversion of power to speed doesn't compute. And then, you know, the biggest flag for me was, Vic, was that he never scheduled another time to run. When a guy like that runs 4.95, you would think to yourself, okay, his biorhythms are off, he's got a pulled hammy, he's got something. And he's going to show them, hey, I'm faster than that. It's almost to me, by him not running again, that told me that they thought that he and his agent and his inner circle said, you know something, this is what I am. And we've shown it one time, and maybe the reason he ran only on pro day and not at the combine was smaller crowd, less of a news cycle, you know, all those stories. And maybe they were smart and got out ahead of it. So I said, okay, I'm not sure he's a top 10 guy now. No, hoops, I'll take a shot. Mingo fit the bill because I thought the Jets were really, really, you know, jonesing for Mingo because of what he can do. Mm-hmm. And the Browns jumped on him at 6. I really, really liked that selection. I thought that was a big time move by the Browns.
Yeah, what do you like best about Mingo? Because there's a lot of talk about lack of weight right now. He's checking in at about 6'4", 240, and, you know, that is kind of light for an outside linebacker. What are your thoughts there?
I kind of look and see Jason Taylor coming out of school. Mm. Remember him coming out of Akron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looked like a crane, you know? And you're like, okay, can this guy hold up at the point of attack? Can he do this? Can he do that? And as you know, Vic, we've done such a good job of turning into a specialist game within the overall structure. Alden Smith came in, and he wasn't exactly what you'd call filled out from Missouri, went to San Francisco.
Right.
And remember, he only had the 2 years because he came out as a redshirt sophomore, and his last year wasn't great because he played hurt all the time. But they had a plan for him. And I'm probably quite sure Ray Horton's going to have a plan, too. Alden Smith's plan was third down, go get the quarterback. Well, we'll feed you everything else later. You know, we'll figure it out. And that worked pretty well. He set a rookie sack record and continues to play well, and they keep feeding him more, and that's a full-time player. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they do the same thing with Mingo, where they put him in positions where he can have a lot of success early, or have the chance to have a lot of success early, I should say. It'll be up to him, obviously, and let him continue to grow, build up his body. And, you know, Vic, you and I will talk about this in 2 or 3 years, and we'll say, hey, you remember when Kiki Mingo was a skinny kid when he first came in?
Right.
And now he's filled out, and he might be one of those kids who looks skinny his whole career, but is stronger. Natural maturity, better time in the weight room. You know, let's face it, even in the SEC, with his gifts, he probably could get away with a little bit less of working out because he was just a better, more dominant athlete. That'll have to change in the NFL. But he may still look the part because, you know, look, my family, some of them are rural country people, okay? Hmm. And you remember, Vic, if don't mess with those country kids.
Oh, no.
Who just look wiry. Right?
Right?
They were strong as the day was long.
Very
they worked
tough.
Hard. They did things. They may not have the rocked-up muscle look, but don't mess with them. I think Mingo's going to be that kind of a guy. He may never look like Charles Atlas, but I just have a feeling he's going to get stronger and start to play pretty well.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing that I think people underestimate with the NFL and don't take into consideration and around draft time is how much a guy will change, not just because he's a young man who can still develop physically, but he's in the program with an NFL strength and conditioning coach. And that, I know this is not 100% the case throughout the league, but in more cases than not, you see bodies do change because of the rigors of the program. They've got to put the work into it, but working with the know-how of someone, and in the case of the Browns, they have a guy named Brad Rohl, who's quite accomplished when it comes to strength and conditioning. So he gets his hands on Mingo, and that can make a big difference.
Oh, without a doubt. And let's face it, someone told me this years ago and kind of opened my eyes a little bit, because, you know, you always arguing the benefits of, do you stay in school an extra year or do you go to the NFL or the NBA or whatever? And the person said, look, so many different factors go into whether a kid will have success, whether they come out early, not come out early, whatever. I'm not talking about this specifically with Bingo, but just
right.
Overall the difference between staying in college or being in college and going to the next level. And the person said, the one thing that's indisputable is that if a person is willing to put the time and effort in, there's no way that they can't do anything but get better on the next level quicker than on the college level. And the reason being is, it's your job. It's full-time. You know, you have access full-time, 24-7, every
right.
day you want to. They can coach you up. And I know the CBA rules are different in the NFL now, but it's just like, you know, a person said, if you really want to get better, that's your level. You're going against better people every day. It's more concentrated coaching. You don't have 20-hour week rule. You know, you're not just a superior athlete to almost everyone else on your team, because, look, if you don't put the time in the NFL, you'll be cut and someone else will take your place. So that's what you're, you know, to your point, in 3 years of just concentrated time, 2 years of concentrated time, he'll be a different-looking young man.
Charles Davis from NFL Network joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Charles, as we look also at the third-round pick, the Browns' second pick overall, Leon McFadden, cornerback, San Diego State, a guy, too, where there have been questions about his height, just under 5'10",
yeah.
But a very solid guy physically. When you look at him, he's put together, and we got to see him up close again during this recent rookie minicamp. And my question to you is, do you see, what were your thoughts of this guy before the draft, and to see him being selected by a team that has the definite need at corner and could very well be looking to plug him in as a starter right off the bat?
Yeah, we saw him at the Senior Bowl up close and personal and had a very good week. Had a chance to spend a little time with his dad, who was a Major League Baseball player.
Right.
With the Houston Astros, a middle infielder, outfielder. That was a lot of fun. And said, you know, I was laughing. I said, how come your son didn't go play baseball? How come he didn't follow dad? He said, man, that curveball messed up everybody.
Yeah.
And he said he wanted no part of that.
Right.
But he did a really nice job at the Senior Bowl. Excellent feet and footwork. Covered people very, very well. I think the size is a consideration, and that's why, to me, he went in the third round, Vic.
Right.
I think that if he were a taller, right,
mm-hmm.
you know, kid, you're talking about pushing him up and him competing with guys who went in the first two rounds. But he went about where I expected him to go. And it was, as you said, a need for the Browns. And remember, for a lot of us going into the draft at six, we had plugged in guys like Dean Milner, the cornerback from Alabama,
yep.
because it is a need, and saying, hey, give Joe Hayden a running mate. So this gives McFadden an opportunity. The Browns get him, I think, good value. Get him right about where he's projected in the third round. He's a guy who can come in and compete for a starting job. And, you know, at worst case, you're going to look at him as a nickel corner, a guy who can cover the slot inside, which may be, you know, because of his size, maybe more of what people are looking at. I remember Tyrann Mathieu from LSU, you know, they talked about him being much more of a nickel corner, you know, despite his off-field issues. And then, of course, on draft day, they surprised head caps and talked about him playing safety, and I about fell out of my chair. Because I haven't been around the game as long as you have been. But when you call me sometime and tell me the 175-pound safeties that you remember in modern football that have held up over time, you let me know. Because I've been trying my best to get them. I mean, Eric Weddle, we consider a small safety. He's
yeah.
over 200 pounds.
Yep.
He's just shorter. So, you know, it's hard to see. But McFadden, I like him. I like the pick, and I like the fact that he'll have a chance to compete for a job opposite Joe Haden right away.
You know, Mike Lombardi, while you guys were cohorts there at NFL Network, and you know his thinking when it comes to personnel and putting a team together. And he's, I mean, it's not just his job to do this. He, obviously, Joe Banner, there's a collective mindset, Rob Chudzinski all involved. But in some remarks he made recently, reinforcing at a speaking engagement that he had at the Hall of Fame in Canton, the point he stressed is the point that has been the talking point of the organization about sustained success. That when people looked at the fact that the Browns traded away fourth and fifth round draft picks this year, there was some uproar. You know, are you giving up on 2013? And the answer is no. But to do this right, to do it the way they want to do it, they want to build for success over the long haul. What do you think about that?
You know, I get it. And it's a little bit different approach. And for a team that hasn't had as much success lately as they've wanted, it's hard for fans to swallow that. And I get it, because they're saying, hold up a second. We haven't been beating people, yet we have a chance to draft people. And, you know, draft day is like a holiday for fans.
Right.
So you get to unwrap some shiny new presents and crow about it. And when you don't utilize all of those picks, you feel a little bit cheated, maybe the wrong word, but you feel a little bit let down, like, you know, only got three presents and Bobby got five? You know, what happened here? And I think that's the issue for the fans. They have to adjust to that what the management saying is like, look, it hasn't been working before. We're new here, and we see it as going in a different way, and we didn't see getting the value we wanted here. And we're going to hold and go off and try and utilize it more in the next year's draft. And create a model, as you said, that's going to sustain over time, as opposed to can we get to the playoffs by next year? Because in the NFL, you can. We've seen it how many times? You go from, you know, zero to first, but do you stay up there? The NFC South was, you know, for a while, talk about volatile, right? Hmm. Every year, remember, Vic, if a team that finished last seemed to get all the way up to first the next year.
Yep.
But did they stay? Because it seemed like that was just changing each and every year. So the Browns are saying, let's not do that. Let's try and do it a little bit different approach, and I'll bring college into it again. Similar to those coaches who look at the three or four scholarships they have at the end of their recruiting, do I use it on kids that I'm not sure will ever contribute fully to my program? They may be great kids, but will they be difference makers? Or do I hold these for next year, maybe find some extra difference makers, and we become better over time? I think that's what the Browns' approach has been.
The next big story of the offseason, Charles, is obviously the quarterback competition, Brandon Weeden, Jason Campbell, and it's going to play itself out, you know, I'm presuming now through the preseason. So this will be a regular conversation, but I just want your early thoughts on what you see from Brandon Weeden coming into year two and what you know of Jason Campbell and what he can bring to the table.
Okay, I think that for Brandon Weeden, this is probably a better fit. Even though it sounds strange, you know, Brandon Weeden with the new group. Chud, you know, Chudzinski, when he was with Carolina, showed to me a terrific ability to adapt to talent. Because remember, when he had Cam Newton that first year, remember, there's no OTAs and no mini camps. And he went ahead and adapted to Cam's strengths early. And they got off to, remember, Cam Newton threw for over 400 yards in his first two games, one of them against the Green Bay Packers. So pretty darn good. So they are going to play to the strengths of Brandon, I think, as opposed to, hey, this is how it works and you got to fit into that. I think that's a good thing for Brandon Weeden. It gives him a great opportunity. Jason Campbell's just been a solid pro. I think for the longest time, Vic, we looked at Jason Campbell and kept saying, if we can just get him in a stable situation where it's the same OC, the same head coach, the same terminology a couple years in a row, he'll really flourish. The poor guy, I've lost track of how many different people he's gone through, even dating back to college. You remember that story about him, Vic? I think it's 4 years in college at four different coordinators, you know? And then he got to the pros, and he was like his first 4 years in the pros is like the same exact thing. So how he even gets the right terminology is beyond me. That tells you how smart he is, because he's always adapting to something new. But I'm not sure that that's there now. I'm not sure that we're saying, okay, Jason Campbell, give him in a spot. He can really jump out there and flourish. I think that this is Brandon Weeden's job to lose. I think this is where this is his time and his opportunity to show people that he can be that viable NFL quarterback, and he has to seize this chance now, because unfortunately for him, we may joke about his age, but he is 30. He's about to be 30 years old.
Yeah.
And so his clock ticks a lot faster than it does for other guys. So he's got to jump out there now. And you know, he's heard the stories. He's heard the reports. Hey, I'm not sure management's enamored with me. I'm not sure they want to keep me. He heard the stories that the Browns could pick a quarterback at 6 in the draft, and that the Browns are still seeking that quarterback. And I think it's his time. I mean, I like Jason Campbell a lot, but I think really this is more of a Brandon Whedon question than it is a Jason Campbell one.
Charles, tremendous, as always. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Vic. As always, it's a pleasure to be on the show with you. Thanks for having me.
All right. He is Charles Davis from NFL Network. He's on the Revel Wireless Hotline, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all 5 of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
100 years of U.S. soccer. 100 years of moments like these.
Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Can they do it here? Cook, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this? Go, go, USA! You could not write a script like this!
Where will you be for our next magical moment? Celebrate our centennial when the USA takes on Belgium May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets, use your Visa at Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The wait for Cleveland football is over. That's right, Cleveland. Right now, it's football time at the Cube. Don't miss the high-scoring, energy-packed excitement of Gladiators football.
Join Gladiators as we salute the troops on Saturday, May 18th at 7. Anyone with a military ID gets in free to the game. Offer valid for Quicken Loans Arena box office only.
Tickets start at only $10. So call 216-420-2222. Visit ClevelandGladiators.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Get in the action now.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
Ed Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Tuesday edition. Tom from email says, I'm 62 years old and have watched the Browns, quote, rebuild for 50 years. Growing up in Youngstown, half my friends were Browns fans and the other half Steelers. Said he moved to Florida to retire, brought my Cleveland loyalty with me. I take as much abuse here, Tom says, as I did up north. Dolphin fans and Tampa fans have enjoyed Super Bowls and chuckle when I show up at a local sports bar with a different jersey every year featuring our new game-changing hero. Said he had a heart attack 3 years ago. I'm sorry to hear that, Tom, but I'm glad it was 3 years ago and you sound like you're thriving and you certainly got your vigor here in this note. He says, but I'm holding on to the belief that I'll see a Super Bowl team from Cleveland before I die. I hope you do, too. But he offers this question, a little sarcasm. He says, where can I purchase a Cleveland Browns jersey that reads, wait till next year, that will last another 50 years? Tom, you're a strong man. You're tough. Endure, baby. I love your spirit. All right. We want to thank for being on this show. Eric K. Cabot and Brandon Whedon and Charles Davis. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And we will talk to you again tomorrow. By the way, 3 Deep is next, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.